The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to a Monday edition of Bob Burney Live. I am so privileged to be your host this afternoon. Allow me, please, the opportunity to give you my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. We've got so much to talk about. We've got some COVID news, the Pfizer vaccine, the Texas governor who tested positive for COVID last week, brand new Gallup polls, and all kinds of stuff. Alcohol consumption, the popularity of Joe Biden, and Larry Elder, my colleague. Larry is part of our Salem Radio Network. He is also running for governor of California. Well, he's not part of our Salem Radio Network currently. He has taken a leave of absence as he runs for governor. He has been called by the Los Angeles Times the black face of white supremacy. No, I'm not making that up. That's from the Los Angeles Times. We've got all of that to talk about, so hang with me. But just a quick kind of recap of the weekend. We had a great weekend. We really did. Yesterday, up to Salem, Ohio. Just about as far from Columbus, Ohio, as you can get within the state of Ohio, right up near the Pennsylvania border in northeast Ohio. Wonderful town and a great church. The Church at the Center. Yeah, that's the name of the church. The Church at the Center. The pastor is Tim Ginter. Pastor Tim is also a state representative here in the state of Ohio for his part of the state. He has done a phenomenal job as the state rep from his district, but he has also been used of God to build an incredible church. You know, one of the things about the body of Christ is like, human bodies, we're all different. We all look different. Joy and I are in a different church just about every weekend, and they are about as different as you can be. Recently, we've been in some very formal liturgical churches. We have been in some really hang loose churches. some very traditional churches, some very contemporary churches. But I've got to say, the church at the center up in Salem is one of the more unique churches that I've ever been to. Many churches, when the whole COVID-19 thing hit and we couldn't meet together, a lot of churches went to drive-in services. Some were very, very successful, like Genoa Church in Westerville. They were incredibly successful with their drive-in service. They were featured on national TV, national websites, and just did a phenomenal job of doing the drive-in service. Now, they have ceased the drive-in because now they're meeting inside and they have room. Well, the church at the center up in Salem, small church. Well, they were small until they started doing the drive-in service. And most churches during the pandemic, most churches declined in attendance. This church didn't. They grew. And they grew. And they had more and more cars show up. And then more and more cars show up. And then more cars show up. And they've had to get really creative because their property is not that big. They had to get really creative and how to get all of these cars in. Well, bottom line, they've grown so much that if they were to cancel the drive-in service, their little sanctuary, they would have to go to at least four different services just to handle the number of people who come in their cars. So they've begun to build a big new building. It's just a God thing. It was just really cool to watch. And not only that, now, again, Salem, Ohio is not exactly a huge metropolitan area. I don't know what the population is, but it's small. Someone in their church owns a business, and, well, I'll just get to it. To handle the drive-in service, regardless of the weather, they have built a stage, if you will, that's covered. And they've got heaters and they got fans for air conditioning. And it's just wild. They built this big stage, but it's enclosed with the front of it open so everybody in their cars can see. But anyway, someone in the church owns, I don't know what kind of business, but they have constructed a tower just to the side of the stage. It's got to be, I don't know, 30, 40 feet in the air. And they have installed a giant Jumbotron TV screen. It's huge. It's gigantic. It's one of these outdoor gigantic TV screens. So, and again, this is a little church. Here's the reason why I'm sharing this story with you. Here's a little church with a vision. Here was a little church that was determined they were going to do the work of God in spite of, or maybe even because of, COVID. They adapted. They did what they needed to do. So now their entire parking lot is jammed with cars. And they're going to continue with the drive-in because they don't have enough room inside. So they're continuing with the drive-in services. But they've got this big jumbo screen TV where people can see the stage, but the people in the back can also see the big giant screen. And they're going to continue those until they get the big new church building sanctuary completed. One of the most unusual, unique churches that I've ever been to. I had a wonderful time. The people were very responsive. How do I know? Because they honked a lot. Instead of saying amen, they honked. And there was honking through my entire message. But anyway, I want to thank Pastor Tim Gentner and the people at the church at the center up in Salem, Ohio. But the takeaway for me, we need to adapt, you know? Now, they're not doing anything that's unbiblical, unscriptural, but it's unique. They're innovating. They are they're moving ahead, and they refuse to allow the pandemic to shut them down. And God is blessed. They have seen incredible growth. They didn't decline. They grew during the pandemic. God bless them. It was just a blessing to be there. Tell you what, it's a long ways up there and a long ways back, but it was worth it. It was a good day. And by the way, we would love to come to your local church. Check out crosspower.net. Crosspower.net. All right, we'll be back. Big news, the big news on the COVID front today. The Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine has received a full approval from the FDA. This is the first of the COVID-19 vaccines to receive full approval from the FDA. Now, I think a lot of people are going, wait a minute. I got the vaccine like 5 months ago. What do you mean it was just approved? Well, it received emergency approval. Yeah, it received emergency approval, but not formal or full approval until today. Food and Drug Administration today granted full approval to Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for individuals 16 years old and older. Acting FDA Commissioner Janet Woodcock said the FDA's approval of this vaccine is a milestone as we continue to battle the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, what difference does this make? From a practical standpoint, nothing. Millions of people have already gotten it. I mean, if you got it, it's in your body. The fact that the FDA approved it doesn't change anything. You know, it's not like, oh, the vaccine was just kind of there in my body, but today the FDA formally approved it, and I feel different. The vaccine just, it became better. No. From all practical standpoint, it doesn't mean a thing. But on the other hand, it does mean expect more mandates. Yeah, expect more mandates. Just expect it in schools. Expect it in companies. Like many, in fact, almost all public schools in America require certain vaccines for children before they can enroll. Measles vaccine, I don't even remember what all the vaccines are, but they are required. You can't send your kid to a public school. Why? Well, they are considered necessary to keep the disease from spreading to other kids, and they are approved by the FDA. Well, the COVID vaccines were not officially approved until today. Well, the Pfizer is. So expect many, 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 many more vaccine mandates. And by the way, I have gone on record and I have not changed my mind at all. I am not in favor of vaccine mandates. Now, having said that, the more I hear, the more I learn, the more I observe, the more people that are close to me that are getting COVID, the more I feel like encouraging you to look very seriously about getting this vaccine. But Bob, it'll change your DNA. No, it won't. Let me put it this way. If you decide not to get the vaccine, make sure you have good reasons. And I'm not trying to be smart here. Just make sure you have good reasons. There is so much false information. They're using aborted babies. No, they didn't. Not this technology. No, they didn't use aborted babies. I've seen that everywhere. I've read it everywhere. No, no, no. It'll change your DNA. No, it won't change your DNA. That is an internet rumor. It's causing millions of deaths. No, it's not. With any vaccine, there are going to be people who have reactions, allergic reactions. I don't care what medicine it is. There will be some people that have an adverse reaction. Again, I don't care what medicine it is. There are people who can't take aspirin, people who can't take ibuprofen, people who can't take Tylenol. But so I'm not telling you to get the vaccine. But this has really hit close to Joy and I. We have friends. I've mentioned this several times. We have a dear missionary friend who was in the hospital. He was transferred to University Hospital because the other Columbus hospital had done everything they could for him and said his prognosis was not good. He is undergoing an experimental treatment, but even with that, the prognosis is not good. At this point, he probably is not expected to live, and he's a young man. So I'm not trying to tell you what to do. All I'm saying, I know all of the objections, it's wearing off, you got to get the booster, and I know all that. Let me just repeat, if you don't get the vaccine, that's fine. But make sure you have good information to make that decision.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.